I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Trans World Radio Partners strive to strengthen the church in Malawi. According to Joshua Project, Malawi has a Christian population of more than 74%. But Victor Kaonga with TWR says more believers need to grasp the lordship of Christ.
People will confess, yeah, I'm a Christian and all that, but the works, the fruits show differently.
Government corruption is prevalent even among leaders who confess to be Christians, and the prosperity gospel presents another challenge.
To counter that, TWR has continued to provide balanced teaching of the Word of God.
They've also offered radio programs on agriculture, health, and apologetics. Young people especially need tailored programming. Please pray for God to reveal Himself to people in Malawi as their Savior and Lord, and pray for opportunities for TWR to reach young people. Learn more in the full report online. Meanwhile, in areas where not everyone is free to say they watch Christian broadcasting, Sat7 Turk is seeing a growing impact with people engaging, commenting, and calling in, says Joe Willie. Sat7 Turk, presented and produced for Turkish people by Turkish people, is the first and only Christian channel to be allowed to broadcast on the government-regulated satellite TurkSat, which has an audience of 50 million in Turkey.
With Sat7 Turk programming, it shows the people of Turkey who may not really have much contact with Christians, that Christians care and that Christians are truly kind.
As their impact continues to grow, Willie asks for prayer for the strength of their team and the strength of their presenters, as well as for the strength of God to be at work. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.